You're listening to Fallen Angels Radio here on CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca. You're listening to Fallen Angels Radio here on CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca.
sponge and feel like a chop in the smoke of a desert beach, no treasure. The night is a blue for the thick and you. Back numbers take a flight from the earth. The bonfire burns and the night comes and turns. The light bulb floating down a river of sleep. I can't see her hollow eyes. Walking along with my boots full of rocks. Can't believe these tears of mine. I give them to you to keep away in a box.
Simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Good day. You're tuned in to Free City Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It is the 20th of January. Thanks for being with us. I'm your host, Stefan Christophe. This week, we are going to be featuring a conversation that I had with musician and cultural organizer and an owner at Casa del Popolo, Mauro Pezente. I wanted to speak with Mauro about the challenges that independent cultural spaces have been facing in the context of the pandemic and the efforts that are being made by grassroots community arts institutions to sustain in this difficult time. Of course, it hasn't been possible to have cultural events, and a lot of spaces like Casa del Popolo rely on that community support for these cultural institutions to sustain themselves. Also, of course, they're really important spaces for supporting local artists. And also, you know, in the case of Casa del Popolo and Sala Rosa, the two places are very closely affiliated, of course. They're managed by the same people. These spaces have been really open to supporting community art.